Eartha Paul, come in.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got a couple questions for you. One, I got a gutter situation.
Yes.
And it's about overall about a 25-foot length, but in there, the room on the outside wall bows out, and there's like a domed shingled roof on there. Well, I've solved the domed shingled roof problem, but that gutter in about a 13-14-foot section that bows out is galvanized 5-inch gutter in 6-inch pieces soldered together.
Okay, got it.
Well, that has been left go previously. It was actually, when it was hung or built up there, it was in such a way that water sat in it in about a third or half of the gutter, so it's the joints have rusted out. And
sure.
I put some stuff in there to help, you know, to prevent it. But over time, you know, it's even encapsulating that with some GSL is what I did.
Right. So what's
the brush-on type.
So what's your question?
I'd done some work a while back on a house, one of those big old barns up in North Avondale.
Okay.
And they had a big rounded room, and it's an old steel gutter, but it's an extruded one piece.
Yeah,
it comes a big round thing. And do you know of any metal shops around that might still be making that, something like that?
I don't, Cork and Steel might. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, and I would call them. They're in Northern Kentucky.
Yeah.
But I would also call, I'll tell you, a guy who, if anybody in town would know, it would be the man who owns Roofing Distributing Company. He's just brilliant. His name's Dave Evans.
Yeah, I know him.
And, you know, 871-4100.
Right.
I'd call Dave and see what he says.
Okay.
All right.
One other question.
Yes.
The last couple nights on the Late Show Nightline, they've been talking about Zonalite, a vermiculite product, you know, it's got asbestos in it.
Yes.
That they've used for an insulation and all that stuff. Have you got any thoughts on that?
Well,
asbestos in the attic.
Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking of.
You know what? My thoughts are this. If it's up in the attic and you cover it up, in other words, let's say you blow another layer of fiberglass on top of it.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of encapsulating it. You know, it's in other words, it's not going to drift down through the plaster. See what I mean? You know, if you were going to go up there and mess with it, you better have on the right equipment so that you don't ingest any of it. So, I mean, I can tell you that. But as far as getting rid of it, oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I can only imagine the type of specialized equipment you'd have to be able to vacuum that stuff out and you know, have all the right type of filters, blah, 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 you know, and properly dispose of it. So I just would probably leave it alone, you know, because it's not going to bother anybody. The only person who's going to get bothered by it is somebody who does remodeling down the road and takes the ceiling out, you know.
Well, do you know if all of that vermiculite has asbestos in it, or
I don't know.
Be tested, or
it can be tested. It's a very inexpensive test. I mean, you can just take some of it out, put it into a bag, take three or four samples, go to three or four different locations in the attic, take a little Ziploc baggie, you know, clear plastic bag, you know, take a tablespoon of it, seal it up, and then look in the yellow pages, and there's any number of local testing labs that will test for asbestos. I think the test is probably less than $20. It's very inexpensive.
All right.
That's what I would do.
Good enough.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Paul.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, buddy. See you later.